It is a Monday morning, and we have Brianna O'Brien on the radio with us this morning from the Neely Chamber of Commerce. Brianna, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing today?
Hey, I am doing good. How about you?
Doing pretty good. It is a beautiful Monday morning.
Boy, I tell you what, you guys with the Antelope County Ag and Home Expo, you picked the right week to have it, didn't you?
Definitely. Glad to see the snow going away and the sun coming out, and hopefully we'll be able to get more people coming out to the show.
You bet. And of course, you're going to have all the parking spots available because we won't have to have big snow piles anywhere. So 60 degrees, I think, for Tuesday and Wednesday. So it's just going to be perfect. And I just got your Neely Chamber of Commerce newsletter, which says the Antelope County Ag and Home Expo plans are now finalized and you guys are ready to go. Tell us about the Antelope County Ag and Home Expo, Brianna. What days and what hours is it going to be this week?
It'll be on Tuesday and Wednesday this week, and from Tuesday, it'll go from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and on Wednesday, it'll be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
All right, and it's at the Big Antelope County Fairgrounds building right there along the highway. You can't miss it. And, of course, you've got, over 50 exhibitors this year again?
Yeah, a pretty big range from irrigation, seed sales, dairy specialists, pest control, contractors, window people, Wi-Fi, just whatever you might be looking for, you might be able to find out at the expo.
You bet. And it doesn't matter how old you are, you're going to find something there for you. And like you said, yeah, anything from the home to the office to the farm to the ranch, business, it doesn't matter. It's going to be there with over 50 exhibitors. And of course, as always, one of the most important parts about the Antelope County Ag and Home Expo is there going to be food available?
Yes, there will be. We're very grateful to have Fly's Family Bar and Grill out there doing the concession stands for us again, and the Neely Center Senior Center will be doing some pie and cinnamon rolls, and they're absolutely amazing. If you've never tried them before, you really should try them.
Yes, that's one benefit. That's how you can get your employees to make sure they want to work the booth at the Antelope County Ag and Home Expo. Not only do you get to see all the great people, but the food is definitely a plus. So. And, Brianna, we want to remind everybody, too, you're going to be giving away door prizes, and I think you guys are doing it every half hour this year, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We have the door prizes going out every half hour, and, of course, people have a chance to enter for the grand prize, which is $250 of big bucks that's being given away each day. So we really encourage people to come out and sign up for that chance to win.
All right. Well, and of course, like we said, you've got over 50 great exhibitors, and, you know, I think everybody's been kind of a little bit tired of being kind of cooped up and not seeing people, so it's a great time to come on out. Wear your face mask if you're comfortable doing that. We encourage people to wear their face mask when they come. Just come on out and visit because, like I said, we've got over 50 exhibitors with just a little bit of everything. Of course, a lot of them have free giveaways and things like that, as well as the prizes that that are given away. But, Brianna, along with all of the great exhibitors and the good food and everything and the prizes to be won, there's also going to be some presentations. We were talking about this during the news. There's some really good stuff in here, and I think, about anybody can come sit in on these sessions, and there's some really good things to learn. Tell us about your special sessions that you have coming up Tuesday and Wednesday, and they're going to be at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Yes, that's correct. We're going to start off each day with a demo. On Tuesday at 11, we're going to have a demonstration on how to stream devices to your TV done by Stealth Broadband, and that was kind of a request, and we've had a lot of great feedback on that. And then at 2 p.m., we're going to have Northeast Nebraska Growing Together, presented by Mayor Josh Moning from Norfolk, talking about placemaking and making these small communities feel more like homes and a way to pull people back to small communities. On Wednesday at 11, we're going to have UNL Extension Office doing a demonstration on how to cook, prepare a healthy meal with an Instapot. And at 2 p.m., CVA is going to come and speak on commodity brokers and marketing.
All right.
Thrilled to have all of them.
You bet. Yeah, and of course, we got some good sponsors of those. I know Stealth Broadband, Pinnacle Bank, Thriftway Market in Ely, and Central Valley Ag are sponsoring our the presentations that are going to be given on Tuesday and Wednesday. But, yeah, that how to stream devices to your TV, very funny because I consider myself pretty techie. The other day, I was sitting at home on my couch and had the TV on, and I thought, I think I can share my screen to my computer. And I was on my laptop, and then all of a sudden I was able to get my laptop on the big 60-inch screen, And I don't think I'll ever go back to using my laptop on my lap. I'll be looking at my big screen now. So that session tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. could be very handy, couldn't it?
Yes.
Well, Brianna, like we said, we got a lot of great sponsors. We want to thank everybody, all the businesses. Your booths are all full, correct?
That is correct.
All right. So we don't have any last-minute ones that if you're trying to get in there. But if you have maybe been wanting a booth, come this year and check it out and then talk to any of the Neely Chamber of Commerce crew and say, hey, I'd like to be on the mailing list for next year. And you'll be glad to get them on there for next year. But it's going to be 2 days of just a good time. And like we said, the weather's going to be just gorgeous. And we encourage everybody to come on out. And I know you guys have been putting a lot of work into that, getting that put together. And with last year and all the crazy stuff that's been going on, it's time to get out and enjoy it, isn't it?
Yes, we're so excited we were able to move forward with it. And it'll, like you said, it'll be a great chance for people to get out and about and meet each other once again.
All right. Well, Brianna, just a little business about the Neely Chamber of Commerce. Of course, you guys have a really good website that they can check out anytime at neelychamber.com. And, of course, you're always accepting new members, whether you're an individual or a business. If you want to be a member of the Neely Chamber of Commerce, you guys welcome anyone, don't you?
Of course. We'd love to have you call us or reach out to us if you are interested in more information.
All right. And then, like I said, you can check it out at neelychamber.com. And again, Brianna, tell us when the Antelope County Ag and Home Expo is going to be this week.
It'll be tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday this week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
All right. We'll send everybody down there, Brianna. Anything else before we let you go this morning?
Nope, that should be it.
All right. And was this really your first time on the radio?
Yes, it was.
All right. Well, you did a great job. Hey, we look forward to seeing you down at the Antelope County Ag and Home Expo, Brianna. Thanks for visiting with us this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
All right. You bet. Brianna O'Brien with the Neely Chamber of Commerce. Don't forget the Antelope County Ag and Home Expo Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 to 7 Tuesday, 10 to 6 Wednesday at the Antelope County Fairgrounds building in Neely.